من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بشر المنافقين بأن لهم عذابا أليما. الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين فيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا. In these discussions which are taking place in these ayat of the Quran, Allah explained the condition of the munafiqeen, those who hide kufr in their hearts and outwardly they express Islam and behave like Muslims. Then about the open kafirin, those are open enemies of Islam. And then yesterday we read about the murtadeen, those people who accept Islam but then again renegade and they go out of the fold of Islam. Now again Allah speaks about the munafiqeen, and Allah Ta'ala uses an irony which is one part of the eloquence of good speech, which is called an irony. That is, you say that good words, but you mean the very evil. Like for example, you tell somebody the good news for you, the police are here to arrest you. So that isn't good news, but you are playing on the feelings of that person. So Allah says, Bashirin Munafiqeen, give good news to the Munafiqeen. And this good news is not good news, بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, کہ ان کو ان کے واسطے ہے عذاب درناک, that there is a very painful punishment awaiting for the Munafiqeen because of their evil. They show outwardly they are Muslims, but inside they have got nifaq. So Allah Ta'ala also outwardly tells them good news for you, but inwardly it is a severe, a very painful punishment. May Allah protect us all from all this type of irony and also from nifaq completely. Now who are these people? Allah Ta'ala explains them. الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, وہ جو بناتے ہیں کافروں کو اپنا رفیق مسلمانوں کو چھوڑ کر, those who make the non-Muslims their friends besides the Muslims, that is the munafiqeen are such that when they are with the Muslims then they are very good with them and they behave just like them, they become like very pious also and do all the right things. But when they are with the munafiqeen, then they join them and they do all their things also. How many of us unfortunately also have this habit that for example when it is Ramadan, when it is Umrah, Hajj, Jamaat work, etc., then we are very pious. But on the other hand, when we get the other company, when we go on holidays for example, when it is our free time, then we behave like the kuffar. Our dressing also changes like them. We love like them, etc. So this double standard, this is what Allah Ta'ala is referring to. That when you were one group, you are like them. When you were the other group, you become like them. When you are in one condition, then you are in that condition. When you go in the other opposite condition, you become like them. This double face, this being like a chameleon, like a weathercock, like going with the flow, what the people want, what the environment is, that is what is totally harmful and detrimental. Many people say that is how you must live today. You must go give in to the flow and give in to the public demand. But Islam wants you to be sincere, to be towards Allah at all times and under all circumstances. All environments you must turn only to Allah Ta'ala and you must be His true friend at all times. And what is the reason? Yeah, Allah explains that they mix with the non-believers, they become friends with them, they socialize with them, they change in their environments, etc. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ, کیا ڈھونچتے ہیں ان کے پاس عزت, is it that they want respect and honor by them? That they will, by mixing with them, then they will also get respect. They will also consider them and respect them, that you are also like part of us and you are also one of us. So for this outward respect? Is it for that reason that they change colors like this and they are like chameleons? But so remember perfectly well, فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. So عزت تو اللہ ہی کے واسطے ہے ساری. Respect is only for Allah Ta'ala. All true genuine respect is only for Allah Ta'ala. In this world, we see outward pomp and power. Like for example, the ministers of the government or the state president, when they go and he's given a card of honor, 21 gunshot salute or any other thing, people are standing in rows and saluting him, but that is all paid for. It isn't from the heart and it isn't done with feeling. Whereas the respect which is given to, as far as deen is concerned, to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, especially Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, there wasn't a time when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made wudu and the wudu fell to, and the water fell to the ground. The Sahaba before that lifted it and rubbed it on their faces, on their bodies. Whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anything of his, they would take it and they would rub it and they would regard it as the greatest honor. They were not paid for all this. The khidmat they did, all the time, and they were, and till today we see with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was the same thing. And till today, with the Buzurgani deen, Allah Ta'ala always made those people who will be in their khidmat. And they do it not for any salary, for any pay, for any remuneration, but just in love they do it. That is the true respect. So that is only from Allah Ta'ala. Or to understand it another way, this dunya's respect is what this outward respect is. The real respect will be in the akhirah, which is forever. Dunya is not even the whole life of a person. 60, 70 years is not even a drop in the ocean, not a drop in all the seven oceans. It is nothing compared to the eternal, eternal, eternal life of the akhirah. And there what honor Allah Ta'ala will give forever. The malaika will be at one service. Everything will be there for one. So the true respect is the respect of deen, the respect of akhirah. And we want the comfort of this dunya. We want the things of this dunya. So we are warned about that. So yes, well, with regard to the munafiqeen, Allah warns them that don't go and hanker after the things of this dunya. These are very temporary, very limited. The real life is the life of akhirah. Keep that in mind. And Allah sometimes tests a person for a little while in this dunya, even if it's all his whole life, which is seldom, but even if it is his whole life, the in return will be the great returns of the akhirah, which are forever and ever. So may Allah Ta'ala let us understand this perspective correctly and also save us from all types of hypocrisy, nifaq, all types of kufr, irtidad, making a mockery of deen, belittling deen, etc. May Allah protect us, protect our iman, for our children also. And when we have put them in wrong environments where they are learning the wrong things, it is a great, great wrong that we have done to them and to ourselves also. May Allah guide us to hidayat and to righteousness. Subhanallah.